I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1857. Labor activist Alice Henry was born in Melbourne, Australia. Alice originally went to work as a teacher, but then found her true calling as a journalist. She wrote in support of the day's progressive causes, including care for dependent children, labor reform, and women's rights. Her writings and speeches garnered attention well outside of Australia. And in 1905, she was invited to work for the National Women's Trade Union League of America. The WTUL was an important U.S. women's labor organization, supporting several strikes and advocating for women's suffrage. The League tried to bridge the tensions that often existed between middle-class progressive reformers and working-class women. The League also attempted to build ties with the American Federation of Labor, pushing for the AFL to do more for women workers. Unfortunately, these efforts often went ignored. Alice joined the League office in Chicago, where she again put her pen to work for the causes of women's suffrage and the rights of working people. For 8 years, Alice served as the editor of the women's page of the popular labor paper, the Union Labor Advocate. She served as a lecturer and as a field organizer. Alice advocated that when possible, women form their own unions. She believed that the independent locals would allow women a greater voice than in the male-dominated union movement of the day. In a 1915 essay, she wrote, "The meetings of women and girls only draw better attendances, give far more opportunity for all the members to take part in the business, and, beyond all question, form the finest training ground for the women leaders who, in considerable numbers, are needed so badly in the women's side of the trade union movement today."
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.